Join us now, the KMZU Fifth Quarter Show, Coach Steve Cook of the Higginsville Huskers. They did battle MRVC conference matchup with the Holden Eagles and come out on top 28-14. And I was kind of following this game all night long, Coach Cook, and seemed like that was a good old-fashioned dogfight.
Oh, it was. You know, I would say we only ran probably four or five plays the entire first quarter. They drove the ball, drove it, and we let them do it. You know, they got a good back in Tevis at fullback and running the option, moved a sophomore to quarterback. He runs the option nice. But, you know, you just got to tackle him, and they're good for 3 yards about every time they hand it off to Tevis kid. And anyways, we ended up holding them and got the ball back on fourth down stop. And our first play from scrimmage, we fumbled the daggone ball, and they got it back. They scored. We're up quick 7-0 then. Not quick. There was about a minute or two left in the first, and they had the ball the whole time. But anyhow, we gave up a touchdown after that turnover. And on the ensuing kickoff, Colton Williams hit it in high gear as soon as off the catch, and he had about an 80-yard touchdown run on a kickoff return right back. So we answered immediately. We missed PAT, had it 7-6. But, you know, then on their next drive, they drove it down, scored again. Long quarterback. Quarterback pulled the ball on the option. Had a nice long run. We just had one breakdown there. But that was the rest of their scoring for the night. You know, our defense stepped up huge. Colton Williams had a whale of a game tonight. I mentioned him on the kickoff return. But when we got him into third and long, fourth and long, he had a couple of timely quarterback sacks, pass breakups, one of which led to a fumble late in the game that Isley Hinton scooped and scored from a long ways out. I don't have stats in front of me now. I apologize. But, you know, about a 50-yard return there to put us up two scores late in the game, kind of give us a little wiggle room. But, you know, just all around, the physicality of our defense really stepped up after we took a couple of shots from them, you know, and our physicality picked up. We realized what we had to bring to the party to get Tevis stopped, and we were able to do that. But it took a little bit to get figured out.
Well, that never hurts coaches' feelings any when they can get a score from their defense and their special teams either.
No, you know, and, you know, offensively, we were able to get those two scores, but offensively, Isley Hinton had a big game running the ball for us. You know, Malcolm Elmore had a few good catch and runs and a good effort on two-point conversion there, but Colton Williams, you know, I keep talking about him, but he had a long touchdown to reception, and like I said, I don't have the yardage, but he found himself open in the end zone, and Matt Gibson running the offense for us is very dangerous. Matt ran the option well tonight, had quite a few yards rushing. He had a long touchdown run called back about halfway back. We had a block back, but it still turned into a big play for us as we were able to pick up a crucial first down, but we ended up scoring on that drive. But, you know, Gibson ran the show for us offensively very well tonight, you know, and just had big plays and was able to hook up on it.
It does say a lot about your defense, though, as you made reference to, that when the other team is playing a ball control type of offense and they hold the ball for so long, it's kind of hard to switch gears and get back on the offensive side of things, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we are blessed with a lot of kids that can attack you on the perimeter, you know, and we were able to get in some of our five-wide game and do some stuff with the zone and throw the ball vertically down the field, and that put a little pressure on their defense. You know, their defense is very tough when your offense is compacted, you know, and in tight. And we run some of that stuff with our wing tee, but we had to kind of branch out into some of our secondary offense to do the job tonight. But boys stepped up and executed the game plan.
Again, our guest here on the KMZU Fifth Quarter Show, Coach Steve Cook of the Higginsville Huskers. They beat Holden tonight 28-14. That moves you to 2-0 in the conference. And who do you guys have next week?
Next week we have our homecoming versus Knobnostrum.
I always like to ask the coaches, what is your philosophy on trying to keep the kids grounded during homecoming week?
You know, we're gonna practice hard every night, and you know, we practice till 6 o'clock, and you know, we're just gonna do our thing. And you know, I'm not distracted by homecoming, and I'm not going to allow the boys to do that either. But I do want them to have fun and enjoy their high school experience. But, you know, winning the football game on Friday night is the goal to make homecoming a success.
It always makes it a lot more fun with the W, doesn't it?
That's right. So we're going to practice hard and prepare like we do any other week.
And who do you got next week again? I know you just told
me. Knob Noster.
Okay. Well, Coach Steve Cook of the Higginsville Huskers, big win tonight over a tough Holden squad, 28-14. Congratulations on that win. And good luck in your homecoming contest next week against Knob Noster. We'll look forward to talking with you after that one.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate all you guys did.